On Sunday, the Super Bowl will offer up history when the Kansas City Chiefs play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. It's the first time a team has played a Super Bowl in its home stadium. Another groundbreaking moment, Sarah Thomas is set to take the field in a black and white striped jersey. She'll be the first female official to work the NFL's biggest game. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, she's not alone. More women are officiating at the top levels of men's sports.
While football fans don't normally pay attention to who the down judge is in a game, the position is about to get its close-up Sunday. Actually, though, Sarah Thomas taking the field in Tampa with DJ on the back of her jersey, that'll be the second bit of recent female officiating history.
And we're underway here from Orlando.
A couple of Mondays ago, the Orlando Magic hosted the Charlotte Hornets in an NBA game with the usual three officials, but two were women. For the first time ever.
It's cool to be running up and down the court and make that eye contact that we make as partners on the floor. And it's like, oh, there's Jenna.
That was Natalie Sago the day after she and Jenna Schroeder worked the game in Orlando. The NBA now has five full-time female refs, the most ever. It's a crowd compared to when Lauren Holtkamp Sterling started officiating 7 years ago. She's the senior member of the current group. Early in her career, she was the league's only female official and trying to play it down.
When I first started out, I really had a strong wish that I could just transcend gender and that it would just be all about the work, just always about the work.
Try as she might, gender did emerge during her rookie season.
Another technical is called on Chris Paul. And it may have been Lauren Holtkamp calling the tee. Yes, it was.
After that 2015 game heard on TNT, star player Chris Paul told reporters Holtkamp Sterling reacted too strongly to what he said when she called him for a technical foul. Refereeing might not be for her, Paul said. Some labeled him sexist, and the controversy unleashed a storm of social media misogyny against Holtkamp Sterling. The referees union defended her with a hashtag, She Belongs. It was, she says, part of the trial and error of learning how to navigate a hyper-masculine environment as a female authority figure. Natalie Sago says laying down the law with a bunch of alpha males hasn't been as hard as some might think.
Social media sometimes gives them a bad rap, but honestly, night in and night out, they are good to all of us. And just because they're 7'1 and 7'3 and big guys, and you know, I'm not intimidated at all by these guys.
There's power in numbers, too, finally, for female refs. Holtkamp Sterling, who's married to fellow NBA official Jonathan Sterling, says being 5-strong has changed the attitude she had early in her career.
To be able to see myself reflected in them when I see them work, and hopefully vice versa, I don't wish to blend in anymore, and I don't think it's necessary to.
Also not blending in, Catherine Nesbitt. Last December, in soccer's MLS Cup, she became the first woman to referee a championship match in North American men's pro sports. And Sunday, Sarah Thomas will be on a global stage, understanding she's a first, but increasingly, not alone.
When you start having more and more and more females, no one's doing it for the recognition. They are doing it because they love it.
Thomas says it wasn't necessarily a goal to work a Super Bowl. It was to be number one at her position. Another glass ceiling broken, another door opened. And at the root of it, as with all these female officials, an intense desire to simply call a great game. Tom Goldman, NPR News.